Sefer Devarim begins, Elahat Varma Shadibar Moshe. These are the words that Moshe spoke. This begins the longest speech ever recorded in world history. Sefer Devarim commences with Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Klal Yisrael from Rosh Chodesh Shvat until the day he passes away on Zion Adar. He speaks for 36 consecutive days. Question is, when we first met Moshe Rabbeinu at the episode of the Sneh, he said, Lo ish devar menochi, I'm not a man of words. He had a speech impediment. Moshe said, I'm not an orator. I'm not capable of speaking and explaining. So how did Moshe transform himself from Lo ish devar menochi to delivering the longest speech ever? So Rav Utner explains this dichotomy based on a maral. When we wake up in the morning, we recite the bracha of Asher Yotzer. We praise Hashem for our functioning body. We say, Roifei Kol Basar, He keeps our body healthy. Then we say the tefillah of Elokei Neshama Shenesatabi. We thank Hashem for the neshama that He placed inside our body. We express gratitude for these two entities, the guf and the neshama. In between these two tefillahs, we say, Umafli Lasas. Umafli Lasas is the bond between these two brachas. Umafli is from the word pele, wonderment. What is the pele? Says the Ramah, the fact that two polar opposites, the guf and the neshama, which are the antithesis of each other, can coexist in the same body, that is the nefla sabara. That's why we say, umafli lasas. What distinguishes us that we have a soul and that the body and the soul live in harmony with each other? Speech. Where does that emanate from? Says Rav Utner, from the connection of the guf and the neshama. The fusion of our body and soul is what allows us to speak. The synthesis of body and soul gives us our koicha dibur. So we need a neshama, and the neshama and the guf have to be properly connected. The body has the physical tools for speaking, the hardware, the jaws, the lungs, the teeth, the tongue, and the neshama has the software, the intellect, the understanding. We need wisdom to speak. Both in tandem gives us the ability to articulate our thoughts. So it turns out that the gift of speech requires a proper connection between the neshama and the guf. Says the Maral, Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama was exponentially more elevated, more advanced than his physical body. So it could not properly connect to his guf. And that disconnect caused his vocal deficiency. That is why he had a speech impediment. That is why he said, Lo ish devar menochi. That was back by the Sneh. However, by Kabbalah Satayra, something miraculous happened. There was a connection of Gashmi and Ruchni like never before. Chazal say, never before did the Shekhinah come down to earth, and never before did a human being go up to heaven. But by Matan Torah, Hashem descended on Har Sinai, and Moshe Rabbeinu ascended to Shemayim. And that is where Moshe's guf and neshama connected for the very first time. His body was elevated to the same lofty level as his soul. And at that watershed moment in world history, Moshe Rabbeinu was healed. His neshama miraculously connected to his guf. And that is when he was able to speak again in a clear and concise manner. And now we understand, Elahad var mashadiber Moshe. Now that Moshe's guf and neshama connected for the first time, he went on and spoke for 36 days. What a beautiful idea from Rav Utner. And perhaps with this explanation, we can understand why in Parsha Shemois, by the episode of the Sneh, the Rebbeinu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal na'alecha ma'al raglecha. Remove your shoes, because you are stepping on Admas Kodesh, on sacred soil. However, by Matan Torah, it doesn't say anything that Moshe had to remove his shoes as he ascended the mountain. Har Sinai was definitely a holy ground. So why wasn't he required to remove his shoes? But now, according to Rav Utner, we understand. Because now that Moshe's physical body was on the same level as his godly soul, so even his shoes that were connected to his guf also became holy. And that is why he wasn't required to remove his shoes. The gift of speech is something we should not take for granted. We should utilize it for Torah and Tefillah and Mitzvahs and offering words of encouragement to other people. And with that, I'd like to share with you an incredible story. About 10 years ago, Rabbi Chil Meir Katz, the Jibo Adayin of Montreal, began experiencing a thinning of his vocal cords. Usually, if the cords rub on each other, they don't get affected. But in his case, it affected him so severely that he slowly started losing his voice. It came to a point where he couldn't talk at all, and he was so distraught. He was a tremendous orator. He gave shiurim, he davened for the amud. The entire kehillah The entire city of Montreal was devastated. All the remedies offered by the various doctors he went to couldn't help him regain his voice. One day, he decided to travel to Eretz Yisrael to seek brachas from Gedolim. He went into Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Reb Chaim asked him, "Is there any talking in your shul during davening?" And he said, "I'm ashamed to say, but at times there's some chatter during davening." Reb Chaim told him, "Tell your congregants, either they talk or you talk." When he came back to Montreal, the messenger who spoke on his behalf related Reb Chaim's ultimatum to the congregants. And they all accepted upon themselves to stop talking in shul. Shortly thereafter, the Jibo Adain miraculously was able to speak again. By using our gift of speech to be Marbe Koy Chemaim, we should be Zoicha to all the Yeshuas and Refuas and everything that we daven for. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.